here on the Big Talker FM, rounding out our program this morning. Our friend Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center should be on the phone line with us. Yael, you there?
Oh, yes, sir, Joe. I'm on the line with you.
It's great to have you on board, as always, with the Consumer Choice Center, consumerchoicecenter.org, to find out more information on what they do. Hey, Yael, I know you are keeping tabs on this week's Democratic presidential debate and the Consumer Choice Center kind of giving out grades on whether or not these candidates have the citizens' best interests of choice, freedoms, and liberties in mind. What was the final report after watching most of that Democratic debate back on Tuesday?
Well, we had a couple of good issues that were discussed. We definitely had health care on the agenda. There was a good talk of taxes and tech regulation, so we heard a lot there. Unfortunately, we didn't hear much about free trade. I would have loved to hear a lot more about that. It seems all the Democrats are now against trade, so apparently they're in cahoots with President Trump on that. We heard a lot about taxes and about whether or not they're going to go up to try to implement some of these healthcare plans. So yeah, definitely a lot discussed. Some good zingers, some things that I think people who actually prefer choice would very much love some of these things. Overall, you know, are these going to be the people that people are going to vote for at the end? I'm not sure. I think it's good to at least talk about the ideas and what the real impact would be.
Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center joins us here this morning. And isn't that interesting, though, as far as some of these discussions kind of, you know, thin with details on exactly how they would make some of these policies become reality without how they would implicate, the hundreds of millions of people that pay taxes in our country. When you have that type of scarcity in your responses, that doesn't do any favor to the American people and how they're going to pick a Democratic nominee or ultimately the next president of the United States.
Yeah, you're totally right. And I think this is why, you know, we have other media to discuss these ideas and talk about it more. And that's why your show is very important. That's why it's important to read articles and to really try to dive down into this. Because when you only have 60-second sound bites and someone says they're going to completely dismantle the healthcare system in our country, that's a big deal. So not many details that we have. There were some, you know, good back and forths on principles. I think one of the greater ones, if we talk about healthcare, was whether or not people should have choice. There's obviously talk about this Medicare for All plan, which we've discussed on your program, the idea that essentially we're going to give a kind of government-sized healthcare plan to every citizen in the United States of America, and that will be paid for by raising taxes on the middle class. What I have found in the analysis is Bernie Sanders is very clear and honest about that. Unfortunately, Elizabeth Warren was not. And she was needled a good amount by her fellow candidates. They were able to ask repeatedly, can you say that taxes would go up on the middle class? You endorse the exact same plan of Bernie Sanders, but you won't admit it. So she kind of got hit left and right on that. I think that was very good for people to see. And Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, had a very good line on that. He was saying that what Americans want when it comes to their health care is they want a choice. So he obviously is not a huge admirer of Medicare for All. He has his own plan called Medicare for All Who Want It, similar to an expansion of Obamacare. I think some of your listeners can take that as they may, but hey, at least choice was discussed. I mean, this is something that I've gone on and on about, and I think it's important for all of us because too many people in their current positions don't have that ability to choose, don't have the kind of competition that they should have in order to have higher coverage and lower prices. So I think there was some good stuff there, particularly when it came to taxes there. It's going to be a hard time for the American people if there's any of these candidates. It seems there's some very, very big tax hikes that were discussed. There's a lot of talk about lowering taxes for middle class. They don't really define what that means anymore, even though the average salary now is about $50,000, and a lot of people could be moved up to new brackets with some of these. So yeah, there needs to be a lot more definition of choice about what kind of competition people will have. So hey, at least the ideas are getting talked about. At least some people are talking about choice. I think that's a very good positive. And I can't say that for anyone who sat through the 3 hours of the debate like I had to.
I got about 10 minutes out of there, and I was like, all right, I'm going to be like the other millions of Americans. NCIS, I think, outperformed the Democratic debate in the ratings. I think we had a baseball game that outperformed the Democratic presidential debate. Is it not surprising to you that the American people, given the way in which we have to digest the news, given the way in which we have to digest even our elected officials, that in large part we have just a electorate that is not very interested in government? That is a sad state of affairs, and that may in large part be why we are in many positions that we are as far as who is in elected office. But you can see why sometimes. Most people just want to go about their lives, at least in America. They want less government involved in how in which they guide their choices, their freedoms, their monies. And when you hear people talking about, you know, 95% tax rates on you know, those who are considered wealthy in our country, when we talk about, you know, taking and stripping away health care, you can see why people are disinterested in the rhetoric that is discussed among many of the major candidates running for higher offices.
Yeah, and a lot of what is discussed sometimes is just really removed from what ordinary people think about. I know the candidates talk a very big game about meeting Mr. and Mrs. Joe, someone in Iowa or in New Hampshire. You know, but these are well-crafted talking points. You know, they have teams and teams of people who help them write these lines and come up with these little quips. But when the actual ideas are discussed and people can hear that, maybe then we can actually get a real conversation going. There's one line by the former Representative Beto O'Rourke, who ran for Senate in Texas to try to defeat Cruz but lost. He actually had a very good line. I mean, this is probably one of the most pro-consumer choice lines I heard all night. And this was about tech regulation. Elizabeth Warren is all in on breaking up Facebook and all of these big social media companies. Apparently, they're stealing everyone's data and information. And Beto O'Rourke had a very good retort. He said, look, let's treat these guys as publishers, but I don't think it's the role of the president to specify which companies will be broken up. That's something Trump does. We need tough rules of the road, protect your personal information, privacy data, and let's be fearless in the face of these tech giants. So yeah, this is not the the most pro-market thing ever, but hey, look, he's talking about allowing the actual institutions of the market to work. Don't try to use the stick of the government or the state to try to break things up because you have some kind of personal animosity. I think that's good. We need more of that in government, and I think if a lot more people talk like this and understood the principles and really looked at the Constitution, hey, we'd have a lot more understanding on this. We wouldn't have so many meddlesome regulations. We'd have much smarter regulation. It's something that I think ordinary people really like. It's something entrepreneurs definitely love, and consumers are liking more and more. So I think that was a very good point he made.